The Obama administration, like the Bush administration before it, is dead set against Iran developing a nuclear weapon. But President Obama has signaled more flexibility toward Iran than his predecessor did. Still, even Mr. Obama hasn't put it quite so bluntly as British Prime Minister Gordon Brown did today. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent Jonathan Marcus is in London. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, hi, Lisa.
Why don't we hear first what Prime Minister Brown did say today? This was at the International Nuclear Energy Conference there in London.
And let me be unequivocal. Iran has the same absolute right to a peaceful nuclear program, civil nuclear program, as any other country. Indeed, the UK and international community stand ready to help Iran achieve it.
And Jonathan, that might deserve a double take, what he said there. The international community stands ready to help Iran achieve a civilian nuclear program. Is he including the U.S. in on that?
Well, I think there has been an international consensus against, obviously, any attempt by Iran, which it, of course, denies that it should develop a weapons program. But if the price of that is to assist Iran on its way with its power-generating capability, then I think most of the major Western powers would be happy to do that. Of course, that would require Iran to give up its uranium enrichment program, which is the central bone of contention between Iran and the United States and a number of America's allies. Of course, as you heard there, the British Prime Minister was really making Iran an offer. If you play by the rules, then by all means, you can, of course, have a civil nuclear power. But he took a very different view when it came to Iran's current nuclear program.
Iran's current nuclear program is unacceptable. Iran has concealed its nuclear activities, refused to cooperate with the IAEA, flouted UN Security Council resolutions, and its refusal to play by the rules leads us to view its nuclear program as a critical proliferation threat.
So, Jonathan, how does Gordon Brown propose dealing with this critical proliferation threat from Iran, as he called it?
I think to a large extent, everyone in Europe is looking to America to see how this proposed opening, this diplomatic opening towards Tehran takes place. What will be the Iranian response? Are the Iranians crucially going to be willing to rein back on uranium enrichment? It's got to be said that this speech wasn't just about Iran. I mean, Iran was the critical example that Prime Minister Gordon Brown cited. But in a fundamental sense, it was about a much bigger problem of which Iran is only a part. And that bigger problem is essentially that seen from London, seen by the British government, nuclear power generation is inevitably going to spread around the world. It's going to spread because of economic development, but crucially, it's going to spread because of fears of global warming. The only way countries will be able to generate more power is by resorting to nuclear means. And of course, the great fear is that the international non-proliferation machinery, the bundle of treaties and agreements that tries to stop the nuclear know-how leading to the ability to have nuclear weapons, that machinery is seen as being in very bad repair for a whole variety of reasons. And therefore, what the Prime Minister was trying to do today is to say, look, we have to grapple with all of these issues together because they're all interlinked.
Well, he says we have to grapple together, but as you say, he's also counting on the United States to take a lead on this. Is there any daylight between Gordon Brown's proposals and the position stated so far by Barack Obama here in the U.S.?
I don't think so fundamentally. I don't think this is so much a question of the Europeans are asking America to do the heavy lifting for them. I think it's simply a fact that the sorts of things that Iran wants, by and large, can't be granted by the Europeans. Europe can assist. It can be involved in all sorts of economic relations with Tehran. But, of course, the fundamental debates and discussions have to come between Washington and Tehran. About threats to Iran, about fears that the Iranians have, that the Americans simply want regime change there, the Iranians want to see their regional position as a major player acknowledged in some way, and of course the United States crucially wants Iran to be less of a disruptive actor in the region, certainly as far as the Obama administration sees it. There's no difference between Mr. Obama and his predecessors in the White House. So I think it's not so much leaving it all to the Americans, but the thing Tehran really wants to talk about are very much things where the only address can be Washington, D.C.
All right. Jonathan Marcus, BBC's diplomatic correspondent in London. Thanks, as always.
Thank you.